Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to Episode 6 of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer, the host for AP Now. In this episode, we welcome Eyal Feldman, who's come today to join us to talk to us about artificial intelligence in accounts payable. Today's session is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. Thank you for agreeing to come back, Al. This is a topic that my readers and members have a keen interest in and one they're very concerned about, which I guess you can understand. Now, I've been reading that we are at the very start of the fifth industrial revolution, and this one is AI-driven. I was a little shocked to hear that. Can you comment a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So first, thanks for having me again. Always happy to come back. I think it's an amazing podcast. Yeah, I understand. I understand the fear, and I hear it a lot. And we all seen movies and Terminator, so you know, I understand why the rise of machines can be scary. I personally don't see it that way. I don't think it's a real revolution. I think it's an evolution of having data and doing something with this data better than we could before. So I think my view on AI is a little different. And generally, the way I see it, AI is really about recognizing patterns in ways better than humans can recognize these patterns, and based on that, make predictions. And predictions and patterns identification helping you as part of your job to be more efficient and to eliminate some of the repetitive work and focus on where you can really bring value. So I don't think it's as dramatic as people want to look at it. I think it is, you will always read articles about how dramatic it is because some people have interest in making, you know, big fuss about it. But I think it's just an evolution of the data that we have and how we can better use it today.
I also think it's going to bring new jobs.
Oh, absolutely. It already does. It already does. I mean, in the tech industry, you can see there are a lot of people now that they're focused on that, algorithm people, people that know how to train models and work with models. And also because it changes the, in a way, it shifts some of the job functions. So you will have more jobs created as well. And that's, I think that's the last thing that is happening. It starts with people that know how to actually utilize AI and build solutions around the AI. And then it goes to how jobs are changing and becoming more value-added focused rather than just repetitive, you know, things that can be automated.
So before we dive in, for the business person who only has a passing understanding of AI, which already we should have defined it. Can you give a little definition, you know, focused on the accounting type aspects?
Yeah, I think when you think about accounting, and it's really about, there are many different algorithms that you can use and many different tools, but essentially all of them, what they do is they look at the data and try to make sense out of it and try to predict some things. You know, it's all about prediction. So When we look at accounts payable, there are several areas where AI can be very beneficial. One of them is, the simple one, I think, is about learning the structure of your invoice and understanding the invoice. That's an easy part where, you know, once they used to have to train a specific machine to recognize a specific invoice and then the data would be able to be extracted. Today with learning, you can kind of do that learning on the fly. You don't need someone to go and train a specific model. You can actually learn it from a huge repository of invoices and their data. And I think that's the easy part. The other area where AI can really be beneficial, instead of sitting down for a month now and trying to figure out what's my workflow needs to look like, mm-hmm. is about automatically learning what's the workflow of that organization looks like, who are the people that most probably need to look at that invoice next. So that's the second part. And the third part, which I find really interesting, is how we internally interpreted that invoice in terms of financial accounting, GL codes, and in terms of cost accounting, you know, which dimension and how we want to allocate the costs of every invoice. Mm-hmm. So this is something where AI can learn, and it can be something that constantly learn on the fly, because again, also here, you need the brain that understand that specific invoice and how the cost on that invoice should be allocated. But if tomorrow we have a similar invoice, so we don't need to do the same thing again, because the AI can actually learn that that's probably what needs to be done here and propose it to the user. So the user doesn't have to repeat the same thing that they were doing yesterday. It was enough for them to think about it once. And if it's something else that needs to be done here, they can actually do it, and the machine learning will learn for next time that there is this other option again, and based on that, we'll make the prediction for the next step.
Do you think go ahead, keep going.
I'm saying these are the three main aspects of where I think machine learning can be really well incorporated into AP, and the three of them are just there to make it easier for you to onboard the solution, to make your job easier, to spend less time on repetitive work. It's by no means something that will replace the human that needs to be part of that process. That's my perspective on it.
Okay, so do you think that as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking that we could end up having better GL allocations because you basically only have to do it once, and things that would normally, you know, just get, you know, thrown off to miscellaneous income because nobody wants to go do a deep dive when you're doing it manually, we'll end up basically doing a better job with the GL coding.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you think about it, it's simple. It's going to just think that person that needs to do the allocation and would put it on miscellaneous, and now you're giving them better options and they're in front of their face, so it just makes it easier for them to do their job right. And we both know how much cost accounting can make a difference. You know, right. If you do it right or if you do it wrong, it could be deadly to an organization and to the decisions that management can get. So it's really important that you give them the right tools to do it correctly, because the outcome of doing it wrong is can be really right. dramatic.
Right. So I also think, and you can disagree with me if you wish, certainly, is that this is also opening up the field of data analytics. And not only will people have more time, but they'll have better data and more data to be able to look at.
I completely agree. It's exactly, and we already see that. I mean, we see that the time you have available can really be used to meaningful tasks, and accounting always have meaningful tasks that you should do. And you know, it's great that they have more time.
Right.
And on the data side, I think there is a lot to go on that path, and that analytics is actually becoming really powerful.
Yeah.
And scientist is a job that every organization needs to have, because there are so many things you can learn from that. And I think cost accounting again is such an important function inside an organization, because it drives a lot of the important decisions of executives.
Mm-hmm.
So by allowing you to do it in a much smarter way,
yes.
It actually will bring you better results.
Okay, good. And I'm a math person, so I always like to see more numbers if you can. So you think that this is going to have a positive impact on AP and accounting in general?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think AP job becomes less repetitive and a smarter job. Also a job that integrates into the rest of the procure-to-pay process inside an organization. And I think that all these new things that are coming into AP are actually making the AP job just better. With our customers, they're telling us that it's much easier for them today to retain AP people. So if before there was a lot of, people were leaving a lot because it's a hard job.
Yeah.
Now they stay and they like their job and they have opportunity to do other meaningful things as well. So I think this is great.
Yeah. So, okay, so I'm a person, I'm an AP, or I'm in some other area in accounting, and maybe I've been out of school for a few years, and I want to make sure that I can stay relevant, and I'm going to be the person that they keep or companies want. What should I be doing to educate myself?
So I think first thing is not to be scared. It's there is no reason to be scared. Technology, it's not something you should fear. It's something you should just learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I will say is that as much as it sounds scary and it has two letters, which makes it even more scary, it's not scary. There is nothing. It's not brain surgery. It's really something simple. It's common sense. So you can always go and learn and understand what it is and what value it can bring to your organization, and actually be the person that brings that to the table and says, actually, we have an opportunity here to do things better and to improve the quality of service we are providing to the organization, and be part of that evolution. Don't be afraid. It's not a revolution. It's not going to take your job. It's just going to make your job better, and it's going to allow you to grow into things which are interesting and where you can really bring value, because the value you're bringing is not by doing things, repeating things that you already done. The value you're bringing is by bringing some thought into the process, by thinking differently about how you allocate these costs for now, which it's sometimes a challenge. You know, this is, you need to focus on where you can bring value. So I really encourage everyone in AP to actually be the person that brings that to the table, because eventually you cannot stop the evolution.
No.
But you can choose to be part of it and you can really benefit from that.
Yeah, yeah. I know I want to cry when I read these stories about truckers parking their cars, their trucks in charging stations so people can't charge their electric cars. I'm like, oh, you're missing the boat here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Well, whenever I do a lot of reading about this, I don't know what that says about me, but anyway, about AI and RPA, you know, robotic process automation in the accounting
yes.
function, and it always starts off with AP. AP is at the top of the list, which I can understand because of the nature of AP. But after we get through invoice processing, where do you see it going next?
So I think that AI is, again, it should be looked at as something that is assisting you to be more efficient in doing your job. I think that it will not replace your job. And the reason is because there is always this AI cannot actually do things that it never seen before. And
right.
and it can learn what was already there, but that's never the thing, you know. So I'll go back to cost accounting, because I think cost accounting is so important
mm-hmm.
For the organization in order to understand where they really make money and where they lose money eventually. And in cost accounting, the thought about how to allocate costs, so there is always a place to improve the way you do that, you know, because if before you didn't have the tools and you had to invent some keys that don't really make sense, you're actually not doing your job right. But now that you have more time, you can actually look into these things and come up with new ways to allocate this cost and some new keys of how to allocate them. And you can implement that. And this is where you bring a lot of value to the organization. The second thing is that you can actually much better verify now the invoices, because it's easier for you to do that. So it just makes it easier for you to do your job. And AP is a very clear place where you can do that. But it's going to go everywhere. It's going to go to accounting. It's already in marketing
mm-hmm.
and it's already in sales. It is everywhere. But if you peel off some of the hype and the fear and, you know, what every, I think mostly vendors want to put around that whole area. If you really look deeply, what you see is that eventually it's just another great tool
mm-hmm.
to help you be more efficient. It's maybe really the case that it's just doing the job for you.
One of the things I kind of find amusing is, you know, I see commercials occasionally on TV. I don't watch them that often. And we usually zip through them. But it seems like the new buzzword is to say we have whatever, whatever, empowered by artificial intelligence. It's like everybody's now trying to get that terminology into their product.
Yeah, because there is a hype, and it's it became something that venture capitalists like to hear because it makes it easier maybe to raise money. But really, if you dig in, and we're very deep into the AI and machine learning, and we're doing a lot of very advanced stuff in this area. And I can tell you that it's very far from what we've seen in the Terminator. So everybody can be really, really relaxed. And I think the people that want you to think that it's going that path, it's because they have interest. But we're seriously very far from there.
Okay. All right. All righty. So I believe, as I said, there are going to be new jobs because of the AI applications. Some of the things that I see, they'll need people just to develop them in the first place. They'll have to be tweaked periodically. Do you see anything else? I mean, I look at some of the things they've done with drones, getting away from the TV stuff, and some of the stuff is actually quite impressive.
It is. It's really nice. And I love, I've seen all these movies with the drones as well, and I find it really nice. But it's, again, keep in mind that it's something that was planned very well in advance, and it's like a show that you're looking at the show, very well coordinated, thanks to AI. And again, it's just another example. It's really about helping you not repeat tasks that you already did, giving you the right advice at the right time, but you need the human to be there and to coordinate and to make the decision. So I think it's a fascinating area. I really love it, and we are having a lot of fun playing with all the different algorithms and neural networks and everything on that space, which is super cool. But at the end, if you're not going to use it as something that can be really helpful in the process, it will just stay as a buzzword and nothing else. So and what we're doing with it is really just using it to make it easier for you to do stuff, you know? So if 10 years ago you had to train your machine to learn a specific vendor invoice in order to extract the data, today we don't need to do that, and we don't need humans, in India or wherever to look at the invoice in order to get the information outside the invoice. That can be very easily done with machine learning today, for example. But again, this is not a smart task to look at the invoice and to say this is the invoice number. This is something that easily can be replaced today with AI. Okay. But how exactly you're going to allocate a certain indirect cost and allocate it correctly to the different lines of businesses, this is where you need someone to have to be thoughtful. And again, once they did it once, we can learn it and propose it for the next time to make it easier for them to go and concentrate on another task that requires their thought process, which is by far better than any machine.
So I kind of think, this might be a naive comparison, but virtually every accounting organization, people use Excel, and you might have a Power Excel user in the department, one Power Excel user who kind of helps everybody else. But I think, AI kind of will be maybe the next step in that evolution.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's exactly why it's an evolution. It's before Excel, I heard that they were actually spreading a sheet like from your bed on the floor and building all these tables that would be before the days of Excel. And then Excel came, and it might have looked like a revolution, but today it's something everybody's using.
Right.
And everybody is using. No, nobody's using these sheets anymore, right? This sheet from the bed. They're just using this Excel. And I think machine learning is becoming a commodity in the same level as Excel. And it's just something that you will have everywhere. Wherever you're going to have data, and especially wherever you're going to have big data, you're going to have machine learning that's going to help you make the right decision. So I absolutely agree with that.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I really enjoyed this conversation, and I hope that we can continue it sometime. I'd like to thank our listeners for listening to this podcast, and of course, Eyal, once again, for joining us, and our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. Visit stamply.com/APnow for more information. If you liked this podcast, please take a moment to rate the episode, review the episode, like the episode, subscribe to the series, and share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit ap-now.com. And thank you. Thank you once again, Eyal.
Thank you.
Again, thank you, and we hope to see you again at a future podcast. Mm-hmm.